With two historic floods in as many years, city and county leaders in southeastern North Carolina are accepting massive hurricanes as a more regular occurrence. In Lumberton, planners have proposed three projects that would mitigate flooding. But Jason DeBruin reports that financial and other hurdles stand in the way.
Dan Wethington carried sopping insulation to the end of his driveway one day last month. Sludgy water dripped out as he squeezed a handful. Wethington lives in the Tanglewood area of North Lumberton. Many of the houses are brick and some are almost a century old. The neighborhood is a perfect grid of north, south, and east, west roads, made possible because of the low-lying and flat topography. Floodwaters from Hurricane Florence inundated this part of town.
You see the watermark, it was just above this board. It was about halfway. You can see the mud down there, but it was about halfway this second board.
Areas of Lumberton flood even with a heavy summer rain. When hurricanes come through, it's a guarantee. And when storms like Matthew or Florence hit, it's devastation. But different areas of the city flood for different reasons, and residents face unique challenges in trying to solve flooding in their areas.
Our problem here, as you probably heard downtown, is a drainage problem, not a flooding from the river problem.
Wethington is right, says Lumberton Deputy City Manager Brandon Love. The Lumber River runs through the southern part of downtown, but creeks provide drainage from the north.
You've got Saddle Tree Swamp, you've got Meta Branch.
He ran through the list. On a map, these creeks looked like strands on a spider web.
5 mile branch, and then they all feed into the Lumber River.
2 years before Hurricane Matthew, the Lumber River was at almost 13 feet. That's already minor flood stage with no room for more. Before Florence, it was much lower.
Before Florence, the river was down around 7.5 feet. So there was a tremendous amount of available storage in the river basin ahead of Florence.
Matthew brought about 18 inches of rain. Florence doubled that.
And so those creeks and drainage basins that lead into the river just couldn't handle it. And so you saw a wider spread flooding in those areas on the north side of town.
The Golden Leaf Foundation has fully funded a $3 million project to install an underground pipe that will take pressure off those creeks. That project is in the planning phases, and while residents like Wethington might like to see it move faster, it's fully funded and doesn't face any roadblocks. To the south, that's not the case. John Hendren and his son live with their families near the intersection of Alamac and Chickenfoot Roads. It's land they've owned for generations and includes a pond with ducks splashing in the water. The property flooded so badly that the younger Hendren had to take a jet ski just to check on his house after the storm. Property owners in southern Lumberton face two problems. Water upstream is funneled toward them, but drainage downstream has been stopped up. With heavy rainfall becoming more common, that leaves South Lumberton behind a dam, says the younger John Hendren.
I mean, let's face it, these aren't 500-year storms anymore. This is a hurricane these days, and we have to accept that fact.
But there aren't easy fixes to these problems. The Hendrens and other property owners say the CSX Railroad has blocked the town from building a floodgate. Interstate 95 runs on top of a berm through Lumberton that protects the town from some flooding. But the CSX track runs underneath the interstate, and during flooding, water rushes through the opening in the berm. A floodgate would hold back waters, but also block the track. Before the hurricane, CSX said it wanted the track line open in order to send emergency supplies through. But to the elder John Hendren, who also sits on the county's drainage commission, that doesn't ring true.
If we could have burned it up, there wouldn't have been any need to get emergency supplies in because we wouldn't have got flooded.
Property owners have filed a lawsuit against CSX, which wouldn't comment for this story, citing the pending litigation.
You know, CSX is the bad guy here. And the reason they are is that they knew when it happened the first time that something needed to be done there, that we had a problem there. And 24 months later, nothing's been done, and here comes this hurricane.
But even if the floodgate were installed tomorrow, that still leaves the issue of poor drainage. Decades of vegetation growth and other debris have clogged the canal and other drainage creeks. They need to be dredged to allow for more water to drain. Of course, that takes money, and the Hendrons are looking to Raleigh for help.
We have been told that there's a $2 billion fund in Raleigh, rainy day fund, and I ask for $5 million. So, I mean, you know, that's like taking one slice of bread out of an awful big loaf.
In and around Lumberton, Hurricanes Matthew and Florence have made realists out of people.
We got climate change. Now, you know, I'm not gonna wade in the waters about whether it's man-made or natural or whatever. We have climate change. It's obvious. How do we address it? I don't know.
But Hendren begs people to not ignore the problem simply because it isn't hurricane season anymore.
That's the worst thing in the world you can do, is ignore it. You have to be proactive. It's necessary.
Hendren hopes that a 500-year flood followed by a 1,000-year flood in the span of just 24 months will raise some eyebrows.
Maybe, you know? We have to see what happens. I hope we don't have to do this interview again 2 years from now, and I say, you know, it's like I told you 2 years ago, and that's my biggest concern.
Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.